calling these today, Pettus Amateur Radio Club Repeater Net, calling the Spark and Pettus County Areas Net. This is KD0ETL. It's Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Lima, and I will be your net control station for this evening. My name is Paul, and my QTH is Hughesville, Missouri. The Spark Repeater Net meets each Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. local time on the today 147.03 MHz repeater with a minus offset. At this time, do we have any emergency traffic? If during the net, if any station has emergency traffic, notify net control and your traffic will be handled immediately. The purposes of the net are to exchange information and to promote public service by ham radio operators. Spark has a website, which is wa0sdo.org, and a Facebook page so members and guests can access information about our club. Are there any club announcements for the net?
WA0SDO, repeater.
This is a directed net. When calling net control, please give your call sign first alphabetically, then phonetically, your name and your location. This net is open to any licensed amateur radio operator who would like to participate. During that, please direct all communications through net control. At this time, I will take check-ins, in and outs, portables, mobiles, and short timers. Space your calls. Call KD0ETL.
Piss. KF0HYP. Kilo Foxtrot Zero Hotel Yankee Papa. In and out.
This is KF0IHX. Kilo Foxtrot Zero India Hotel X-ray. Lori in downtown Colcamp. In and out.
This is KE0WLB, Kilo Echo Zero, Whiskey Lima Bravo, Joe and Sedalia, in and out.
This is KF0VQQ, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Victor, Quebec, Quebec, Tyler and Sedalia, in and out.
I was paused there for a second. There was a double at the end. I'll come back and let them try again. Net control recognizes KB0UVW, Rinda, KF0Victor, Quebec, Quebec, Tyler, KE0WLB, Joe, KF0IHX, Lori, KF0HYP, Ryan, and Mike, KE0UHO. I have those six. I will stand by for another run of in and outs.
This is November 0, Oscar Whiskey Zulu, N0OWZ, and check me in and out. KF0IHY, Kilo Foxtrot 0, India Hotel Yankee, Leo, downtown Colcamp, in and out.
W2SAM, Whiskey 2, Sierra Alpha Mary, Sam, Sedalia, in and out.
All right, net control recognizes W2SAM, Sam, KF0IHY, Leo, and Mark, N0OWZ. I'll take one more standby for in and outs. Call KD0ETL. All right. Up for anyone, anywhere, and regular check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call KD0ETL.
KF0ARQ. On Sedalia.
Oh, well, I got one good one there, KF0ARQ. Good evening, Don, and what do you got for us tonight?
Well, not a whole lot. I was playing around earlier, and I was running the amp, and I happened to notice that I'm getting a lot of electrical crossover because it shut my radio off, it shut my computer, not my computer screen, but my screen for my radio. And so now I'm going back and putting a whole bunch of ferrets, putting ferrets on every wire I got hanging around back here in the back.
Okay. Yeah, those, yeah, you'll have those things hanging all over everything. Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest, that you got a little RF in the shack there somewhere from something causing stuff to blink off and on or whatever. I do occasionally get my computer screen to go blank on me, but all right, anything else for us?
But I thank you for taking the net.
Yeah, no problem. Richard called and said his power supply was on the blink, so I said, yeah, I'd take it. So hopefully he can get that fixed. I still got mine sitting over there on the workbench. I need to get back to it. I'll throw in my day, and then we'll see if there anybody else is in there. I just kind of I tinkered in here a little bit. I made one contact, I think, back to Connecticut. Another one of those W1AW special events for the ARRL 250 special event. So I think I got three of them now. So I only got seven more to go. Let's see. Yeah, that's about it. That is just cold. I didn't get outside much. All right, I'll take another standby. Any more check-ins for the Spark repeater net? Call now.
This is JA0QTJ, Whiskey Alpha Zero Quebec, Charlie Juliet, Connie and Sedalia.
K0TB, Kilo Zero Tango Victor, Harry and Sedalia.
All right, Net Control recognized a couple more good ones. I'm Harry, K0TV, and Connie, WA0QCJ. Connie, you look like you got your computer back and you got the newsletter out. We appreciate that. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, thank you, Paul. Yes, I do have the computer back, and I'm in business again. Do really appreciate Gary over at Central Communications for helping me out with that. Really wanted to give you an announcement tonight concerning the code class. We are going to be having the CW class this coming Wednesday on February 4th at the EMA building at 6 o'clock. So if there is anyone else besides the students who have contacted me, anyone else would like to join us, just show up. That would be awesome. Looking forward to having a great class. And I break. So I tell you what, if you have any questions, you know you can give me a call, and I'd be happy to talk to you about it. So going to make it a good one. Hey, it has been really cold over here on Brentwood Ave, so not any different than the rest of you. Did go out and get groceries today and flung that newsletter out at you. And those were the only two things I got done, but I like to achieve something, and that was something. So, guys and gals, I'm going to turn it back over to Ned here. So this would be WA0QCJ. Back to Ned.
WA0QCJ in the net, KD0ETL. All right, thanks, Connie. I just remembered one more thing I got done today. I fixed spaghetti for supper, so we had that. I'm full still. All right, Harry, K0TV, what you got for us tonight, Harry?
Good evening, Paul. Annette, yeah, we got a meeting coming up Saturday the 7th. I thought I'd announce that. It's 8:30 and going to be at the EMA building. It'd be this coming Saturday, so the end of the week here. Just starting a new week and just starting a new month. And for Don, it sounds like he's getting some fold back from his HF, some signal coming back at him from down his coax, and it does stuff like that inside the shack. And what I did here was I built an UNUN, or they call it an ugly UNUN.
WA0SDO.
It's basically like 18 feet or so of coax, and you wind it around a 4-inch PVC pipe, and you put that at the antenna, and it tends to keep some of that stuff from coming back at you. It kind of solved a problem I had here with RF in the shack. But yeah, I thought I'd throw that suggestion out, and there's a wind length Thursday exercise going on. Not really an exercise. They do an exercise a month, and on the other weeks in the month, they have what they call a practice. And it's just a matter of they give you a message, and you put it all together and send it. It's not too hard to do, but the idea is they want to get you used to sending messages, and you do it over and over and over again. It becomes kind of a habit. So you can go to WinLink Thursday and just do a search for that and find out what to do. And if you've got a digital mode, you can participate. So thought I'd throw all that out there, Paul, and keep warm. Have a nice evening, K0TV.
All right, Terry, thanks for that information. WinLink Thursday, I keep saying I'm going to do that, and then I keep forgetting. I do that ModesNet, not WinLink, but ModesNet on Thursday, and then I forget to do the others. So I'll try and remember that this week. All right, I'll take another standby for any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call KD0ETL.
KE0WJX, Kilo Echo Zero Whiskey Juliet X-ray Joel in Warrensburg.
Net control recognized KE0WJX. Good evening, Joel, and what do you have from Warrensburg?
Good evening, Paul, and everybody else on the net. And hey, you sound really good tonight. I'm not doing a whole lot here. We kind of had a relaxing weekend. We had to go shopping for a laptop, and then a couple of months ago, I was lucky to pick up a new little Yaesu dual band FT5100, and I finally got some time to program it and play around with it, and that's what I'm talking on tonight. So I would not mind a little signal real short. But other than that, we got nothing going on. KE0WJ, back to that.
KE0WJX, KD0ETL. I've got a little bit of, I think it's the lights on the tower. It's constant, not constant, but I hear it in there with your signal. Your signal's not as strong as usual. I have it about signal 4 on reverse, so, but audio's good. I'm just hearing that, everyone, we used to hear that. It's been a while since we heard that, the lights on the tower. When they're flashing, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. That or something in my shack. That could be too. But that's the way it is here.
All right, well, thank you for that. I'm running on a battery right now because I just didn't want to pull everything apart and hook it all up. So maybe I will. I will spend some time hooking it to hard power this weekend. Thank you very much. KE0WJ.
All right, we're at the bottom of the list, and I think I'll call it as the last call for the Spark Repeater Net. Any last calls for the Repeater Net tonight, call KD0ETL. All right, looks like the net ran for approximately 15 minutes. We had a total of 14 check-ins, including myself. I have to always remember to add one more. And other than that, everyone stay warmer. Supposed to maybe get warmer this week. Stay warmer. Stay warm. it may be warmer this week, but than what it has been. I guess the temperature felt or was warmer today, but it sure didn't feel like it with that wind. So with that, everyone have a great week, and I will return the repeater back to normal use. KD0 ETL clear.